It is Friday, so you know what that means. Time for another episode of the Big Foodies. Matt, Biggie, BB Shay. Broadcasting live from the Marco's Pizza Biggie's Kitchen Studios, the Big Foodies, presented by Marie Sharp's Gourmet Habanero.
I like it.
Sauce.
I like it a lot.
My delicious stuff. And speaking of delicious, we're excited to dive in. We had a really good response the last time we did a secret menu episode.
Yes, we did
the McDonald's secret menu. So I'm really excited to dive back in with another secret menu episode. This one was actually recommended to us and hand-selected for us by one of our patrons.
Okay.
Chevy is live, 1998. I'll give his name Billy. Thanks, Billy, for being such a great patron. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Billy.
He wanted us to try one of these sandwiches in particular, which I think we'll try last.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so we actually have several patrons. We appreciate each one of you for helping support the podcast. All of our patrons, if you get to a certain tier, if you're a certain level patron, you actually get to pick, hand select an episode that we do once a year. You get to pick one. So because of that, there's only 12 openings available. We don't have an unlimited number of those patrons. Otherwise, we would never get to pick our own episode.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah,
But this was Billy's. He wanted us to do the Meat Mountain Sandwich from Arby's. But if you're interested in becoming a patron like Billy and having us do a custom episode, check out BigFoodiesPod.com. BigFoodiesPod.com. All the info there about how to be a patron. You can also subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all of our handles as well.
We out there.
Yeah. We out there.
We all over the place.
Listen wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all those different places.
We're out there.
But we're excited because of the secret menu today is Arby's. And Arby's on their website has a listing of their own secret menu items. Like when we did McDonald's, you have to go to like secret back, like black net,
like
dark
Reddit.
Net.
It's like you got to go down Reddit holes.
Deep web,
Yeah, it's like the black web, and it's very rough. So this is actually like Arby's puts this out there. And I will say it was a super weird experience ordering this stuff. Mm-hmm. Barrett and I were in the car together, and I had the list of the stuff we were going to try. And I just had it on a list. And he, because with McDonald's, you had to order. Here's this sandwich, but here's what you have to order in order to make this one together. Arby's is like, no, you order it. And I'm like, I was kind of iffy about it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to say some of these things.
So, roll up. BB goes, y'all want to get the Meat Mountain? Get the bacon, beef, and cheddar? Want to go with the ultimate BLT? And then let me get, you know what? And then they were like, okay. Anything else? I'm like, that feels so weird.
It's gonna be X dollars. Completely. The little girl was so professional and so ready for it.
Yes,
she was great.
She's used
and they were
to
quick.
It,
yeah. This food got out there quicker than some of the people
in
front
of us. Well, let's eat. Y'all talking? So I'm
excited. All right, so let's start with pick one.
We'll do the bacon, beef, and cheddar.
Bacon, beef, and cheddar.
So this is my favorite RB sandwich, the beef and cheddar. I've never had it with bacon before. What do you guys think about it?
Oh, I love. Look, Arby's. I've professed my love for Arby's for
a
while. Yes. I love their sliders. Yeah, beef and cheddar, classic. I still love a good, just classic Arby's roast beef.
I like a classic roast beef. I'm not a huge fan of the onion roll.
I was going to say, I know the onion roll is kind of a...
When I was a kid, I wasn't, but as I've grown, I like it more.
I'd rather throw this on a regular sesame seed roll from Arby's, if I'm being honest.
So this is...
Bacon, beef, and cheddar. So it's a beef and cheddar, add bacon, right?
Oh, yeah. And they got good bacon at Arby's, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty good.
You know how I am with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
So on adding it to things.
Just
good
adding
though.
It for mm-hmm. no reason.
It's good. Adds a little bit extra to it. I got mm-hmm. you. Yeah.
What's the sauce on the beef and cheddar? It's not Arby's sauce.
No, there's Arby's sauce on there, though. It's cheese sauce and Arby's sauce. Mm-hmm.
Is that Arby's sauce, though? Because it mm-hmm. seems sweeter than an Arby's sauce.
No, that's Arby's sauce.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Something else I found interesting.
It's good, but I still just love the taste of a beef and cheddar.
Yeah.
They folded that paper in a way that the actual paper actually said bacon, beef, mm-hmm. and cheddar.
Yeah.
So that was a thing.
You can't come at Arby's with surprises.
Mm-hmm. They were ready.
Everything's on purpose.
They were ready.
All right.
So
that's good. Nice little...
Let's open another one and we'll see what it is.
Just the... Let's see. This looks like the ultimate... Oh, yeah. This must be the ultimate BLT.
Ultimate Ooh. BLT.
Let's see.
Yeah, do you think that looks like some good bread
just
there, man?
Maybe just cut.
I was gonna cut
maybe
this.
Just cut
in
this
half.
One that way or something.
Yeah. We'll go maybe there. You can just have a whole half to yourself there if you want.
All right.
So the ultimate BLT, I'm guessing, just more, definitely more bacon.
More bacon, it looks like. You guys like a BLT?
Nope. I'm with.
Do you not want the whole half then?
Yeah, switch with me.
Okay.
I may like it, but
I'm with BB Shea. I it's never done anything for me. I'll be honest.
Mm. I'm not a big tomato fan, but you know, I'll do it for you guys.
Why not? Do it for the pod.
Mm-hmm. I just always felt that it was lacking. It wasn't enough, you know?
It's a good flavor combo.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I had a friend whose mom just made these constantly for us, and that might be some of it, was I was like, can we have something else for lunch?
Yeah. And,
like, every day during the summer. BLTs are ready. It's like,
oh my God. Can we go to McDonald's, please?
Mm-hmm.
It is more of like a summery sandwich,
mm-hmm.
for some reason. Like, I don't eat it between the months of September and March. We'll say there's certain places you can go that BLTs are fairly cheap and you can almost add it as a side. Cookout.
Yeah.
No, this was not bad.
It was good.
It's good. The bread's
part great. Of it's because of Arby's delicious bacon.
I was going to say, and I like Arby's bread they use.
Mm-hmm.
That bread's really good.
It's just quality, you know.
Yeah.
It's always better when it's from somewhere.
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, a BLT is just not my go-to thing.
Yeah. Have to be in the mood for it. It does feel like there should be like some ham or turkey or something.
Yeah.
Like. I get that. So we got a few more items. Before we do that, though, we want to give some shout-outs, some props to our good friends at the Berry Patch.
Love the Berry Patch.
I stopped by the Berry Patch a couple weeks ago on my way back from Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
And my Lord, the orange pineapple milkshake.
Oh yeah,
set it off.
Talking about that, and I'm like jealous. Mm-hmm. I haven't got it yet.
My mom got the coffee because we had the coffee ice cream. She got a coffee milkshake. So good. My son would not give me my cup back. I was fighting with my almost 2 year old mm-hmm. to get this thing. The Berry Patch, so good. Now they're in fresh fruit and produce season, mm-hmm. so now's the time to go get your fresh strawberries, fresh. I mean, they've got all kinds of stuff from local vendors. You can get like pimento cheese, apple butter. I got a jar of apple butter to bring home, so I've been having that now on the weekends.
Nice butter. Yeah.
The Berry Patch, so good, so fresh. Right off of 220 in Ellerby is the world's largest strawberry. Check them out on Facebook and on their website, theworldslargeststrawberry.com.
Love it.
All right. Let's get back into it. What we got here?
What's this one, next one here?
This is probably the super roast beef.
Super roast beef.
Cool. Super roast beef.
Whoa. Okay.
So it's a roast beef, but they should add, I believe, lettuce and tomato, and okay. I'm not sure if they add something else to it or not.
I see it more sauce.
So they put a sauce on there.
The roast beef doesn't normally. Yeah, I got lettuce and tomato.
Okay.
Roast beef doesn't normally come with any type of sauce on it, so. Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Here, BB, I'll let you grab right there.
All
right. Maybe a little Arby's sauce on this, I'm guessing?
Looks like it could be. Oh, I took your bottom bun.
Bottom bun? Thank
you. Sorry.
It's all good.
Hmm.
Now that.
That's good.
It's good.
It's my tomato. I pulled it off, but it's good.
You know, the tomato and the onion, sorry, tomato and the lettuce add just a little bit extra to it. It's
yeah.
really mm-hmm. good.
That's really good.
It makes it taste like a little bit fresher.
That's not Arby's sauce.
No.
That's something else.
I think it is. Is it? Do you think, is that Arby's sauce? Whatever combo it is,
that's
it's
too
good.
Sweet. Arby's sauce has a little bit more bite to it. That's not Arby's sauce. That's something different.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what it is. It tastes almost like the beef and cheddar sauce.
Yeah.
So. Man, that's good, though.
I don't know.
That is good.
I don't want to lick my fingers, so I'm going to try to...
All right. Make the next thing.
All right. So, this was actually recommended to us by another fan of the podcast. So, basically, what you do is you go to Arby's and you get an order of mozzarella sticks, a side of melted cheese.
Shredded cheese?
Yeah, sorry. Side of melted cheese and then a side of bacon. And you put it on top and then you have a good time.
Okay.
So I was just going to pour all this on top.
Oh, yeah, pour it over.
You just want to pour it over it?
Yeah. Is it going to pour?
We can all grab
our own. We waited too long.
Yeah, I think so. It's already congealed.
Here, I'll tell you what.
Here you go.
Put it down. I'm dip.
There you go.
Hand me a piece of bacon.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Just put it right on top. Yep.
So mozzarella stick, bacon and cheese. Let's see what happens here.
It's just flavor overload.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know what it almost tastes like to me? A bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. I know that sounds weird, but that's a weird...
It does sound weird.
But that's a weird flavor I get.
I'm getting a salt overload.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting a ton of salt, for sure. But I'm getting a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I don't know why I get that, too. Like, I think the consistency of the melted cheese now is like egg.
Yeah.
I could see that.
That is something you eat when you're really high.
Yeah.
That's
definitely not a
No, you can tell from how we're eating it now that we're just kind of like, that was, even for the big booties, that was a...
it's a lot.
A lot of salt.
Like a lot, like...
It was a sodium.
I need more water.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. We talk about that being a lot.
This is a lot.
Let's see it.
This is going to be a lot.
See this mamma jamma.
This is
the meat mountain.
Good
Lord.
So, I'm going to start just cutting.
You start cutting. Let me find real quick.
Everything that's involved.
Everything that's on it.
Oh, it's surprisingly cutting pretty easy.
What is that?
Oh, look at that. That is a nice layered shot right there, boys.
Throw that cross section up there.
Okay, so the biggest sandwich Arby's has ever sold. Stacked ridiculously high. This is Arby's own description. With almost all the meats. Two chicken tenders. Slices of roast turkey. Pit smoked ham. Corned beef.
Look at that.
13-hour smoked brisket.
Oh, God.
USDA choice Angus steak. Roast beef and pepper bacon. There's also cheddar and Swiss cheese somewhere.
Yeah.
If you're interested, I can pull up the nutritional info.
No. What is wrong with you? Why would you psycho? Do that?
I'm shocked they have nutritional info.
Why don't you
this.
Just eat it like a normal person?
I want to see if they actually have, like, because this is all of their.
It should just give a virus to your phone. Did you take a bite yet?
No, I haven't.
I'm getting right. Well, why Matt's looking up nutritional info?
Useless.
Oh my God, they do have it. Wait. The super roast beef, they've got that. They don't have this one.
What are you doing?
I was looking on Arby's website if they actually wrote down like what the
Why don't you join us in Flavorland?
All right, Gaffieri.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
That's surprisingly good.
Oh my God. That's awesome. That's so good.
All the flavors actually work really well together.
Mm-hmm. And you can catch everything.
Yeah.
Distinctly, you know what I'm saying?
Can I say something really weird?
Sure.
This tastes super fresh.
It does. It tastes like it was just cut.
Like they just cut it and put it on. Like,
they
like,
might have.
Like the chicken tenders were recently. You know what I mean? It's very fresh. I'm shocked that the cheese adds as much as it does.
Mm-hmm.
But the cheese kind of cuts through some of that.
Well, it's nice fresh cheese.
All right. I can't believe how the flavors work really well together. And shockingly, I get less salt in this than I did in that.
Way more salt than the mozzarella.
Mm-hmm. So when we did the McDonald's one, we did the Land, Air, and Sea Burger, which I think that was by far our favorite secret menu item. What do you guys like better, this or the Land, Air, and Sea Burger from McDonald's?
This.
I like this better.
I do too. That's insane.
This, but I want some Arby's sauce on it.
Yeah, I'd put horsey sauce because I love their horseradish.
I think it just needs a little something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it came with, I only say Arby's sauce because it's niche to Arby's. If they wanted to do like a mayo, I get it.
Yeah.
I do think it needs some kind of dressing on the sandwich.
Yeah,
or something. I don't miss the freshness.
Yeah.
Like I'm not asking for tomato or lettuce or something.
Mm-mm.
I think some kind of sauce to give it a little bit of the moisture back because you do get, because it is so much variety of meats, it is kind of dry, but not in a way where it's like bone dry chicken.
Things we tried, I would put this. I definitely get this, and I really enjoyed that super roast beef.
Yes. Yeah.
With the lettuce and tomato. Mm-hmm. That you're right. That added something.
I was surprised by the BLT. Look, go get one of these. Split it with a friend or two. Don't eat it by yourself. Yeah. I would not recommend. That is incredible.
But straight up, just order the Meat Mountain. Yeah. They've got it. They know what it is. They've got a freaking button for it, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
This was fun.
That was really good.
We'll have to do another one.
Thank you, Billy, our patron Billy, for telling us to try the Meat Mountain. We appreciate you. Man, that was a sandwich made for us.
Yes, it was.
That was good.
I would go back and order that again, but it would take me more than one sitting to eat it.
Exactly. Yeah, no way.
Exactly.
I'm stuffed.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. All right.
Well, as always, at the end of every episode, we really full give away a free Marco's pizza. So to anybody that shares this video, we will hook you up. Well, one person, one of the people that, not everybody that shares it. Marco's about to get pissed at us.
You're about to get pissed.
If you share it, you will be in the running, and one of you will win a free pizza to Marco's Pizza. Speaking of Marco's, thank you again for being our Biggie's Kitchen Studio sponsor. Thank you to Marie Sharp's Gourmet Habanero hot sauce. Thanks to Arby's for having the meats.
Yes,
this was great.
They do have the meats.
We have the meats.
Thanks to our patron Billy for suggesting this. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, Facebook. Check us out, subscribe on YouTube. Listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Become a patron, bigfoodiespod.com. And we appreciate each and every one of you for watching every week. We're the Big Foodies. See you later.